الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اپنے خطبہ الہامیہ میں ایک جگہ فرماتے ہیں
حضور says that the promised Messiah علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام he says in خطبہ الہامیہ that اللہ المائٹی has revealed to me and said کلو برکات من محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فتبارک من علما و تعلما that means that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his spiritual power he has taught you the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessing of that has been given to you so that you can put into his companion and to share you in his blessing and so that the glad tidings of Allah wa akhirina minhum that should be fulfilled by his grace and mercy. So this blessing and this beneficence as it illuminated him along with that he also was given the physical light so that the people could benefit from this light in every respect because he was the Imam of the so he was not given only the ordinary light of the companions but it was much greater than that and he was a reflection of the beauty of his master the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says in one place that as this community of the promised Messiah is similar to the community of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so similarly the one who is the imam of this community that is the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam he is also in a subordinate way he has got the similarity with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has mentioned regarding the Mahdi Maud that he would be similar to him so this similarity is very essential and very important so that the manifestation of the master should be seen in the manifestation of the follower so with the reference of Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam and his companions today I would like to mention about the beauty and the light and the good morals of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. First of all, we see that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions, they how did they see his physical beauty, and how did they explain that? Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib writes that Dr. Mir Muhammad Ismail Sahib Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, he relates that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the sum total of all the expression about his physical features, that he was a very good example of the masculine beauty. But this sentence will not be complete if it is not also added along with it, but that this beauty, this physical beauty, was also accompanied with a spiritual beauty. And as in the spiritual beautiful, in the aspect of beauty, he was very outstanding. Similarly, his spiritual beauty was also very outstanding, and it was very attractive. His physical beauty was also like that. On his face, there was beauty, there was shine, and there was no feeling of boastfulness. It was humility and humbleness and very modesty. His color was, facial color was wheatish, and there was a light shade of reddish color. And this beauty which was attached about his face, it was not a temporary one, it was permanent. And in no situation, whether it was anxiety or worry or some restlessness, but his the color of his face never turned pale, and it used to shine like a piece of gold. In every hardship, in every difficulty, was not able to affect this glare and this glamour. And apart from this beauty on his face, there was always a feeling of smile and a charm in his face, and all the people who used to look at his face, they would say that if this person is a liar, then this beauty and this happiness and this signs of victory, how can they be seen in the face of this person? This pious man, this pious man cannot be linked with anyone who is bad. And this light cannot be seen in the face of a man who is of a wicked character. What a beautiful scenario they have presented about the beauty and the light of his face. But this physical light and beauty was given to him because it was given by Allah Almighty, because so that it should be linked with the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then forgetting himself entirely, he should completely lose everything in the love and the affection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that in his light there should be the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could be seen. In one of his Persian verse, he says that he says that I am certainly the one who has inherited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have acquired the color and the shape of my master, but from the Allah Almighty, I am like a reflective mirror. And it is just to show the face of that full moon of Medina. So he did not have anything of his own. The body and the spirit, that was the reflective of the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In worship, in his habits, in his morals, in everything. He was always looking towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and used to follow that. This beloved Mahdi and Messiah and his true follower, regarding his status, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said like that, and he said that there is no prophet between me and my Mahdi. So this status of prophethood was given to him because of his total total submission. And these are the things of the love and affection, and which make a person the reflection of another person. But the perfect man was only one, and that was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih Sani has mentioned, Shagird ne jo paya, Ustad ki daulat hai. Ahmad ko Muhammad se, tum kaise juda samjhe? That whatever the student has found, that is the property of the teacher. So how can you think of Muhammad and Ahmad to be his two separate? And no Ahmadi can think that the status of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is greater than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This type of allegations are leveled against the Ahmadis every now and then. But the fact is that these are the Ahmadis who really have the full perception of the status and the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the master and the servant, regarding that relationship, Hadrat Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Raje ki, he narrates and he saw a vision that Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, during his period, once I saw a dream that the chief of the prophets, Hadrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he and the promised Messiah and myself, we were all three standing together at one place. The face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was radiant like sun, and he was turning his face towards east, and Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam's face was brilliant like the moon, and he was facing towards west. And he says that I was standing right in the middle of these two pious personalities and looking at their faces, and I was very proud of his position and opportunity, that how fortunate we are that we have found the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also we have found Hazrat Imam Muhammad Mahdi alaihi salam. We have also found him. He says that when I looked towards the faces of these two pious personalities, then I saw that the face of the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam, that his face was being illuminated by the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says that after this dream, when I slept for the next night, then Hadrat Sheikh Sadi Shirazi Rahmatullah alayhi, he met me in the dream, and he said that how fortunate you are that you have found the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and also said that from me please convey the salam to Hadrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Please do convey my salam to him. And in those days he says that I was in my place Rajeki, my town, and the name of the Jamaat was not Ahmadi in those days. When I got up early in the morning, then Hadrat Sheikh Sadi, according to his wish and desire, I wrote a letter to the Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. I wrote a letter, and I presented this greeting of salam Sheikh Sadi, the salam of Sheikh Sadi. I conveyed the salam to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and also I mentioned my dream. After a few days, then again I saw Hazrat Sheikh Sadi again, and he expressed his joy for conveying his salam, and he gave me a book, and he said, this is as a thanks to you. And then the name of the book was Sirajul Asrar, that was written on that. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib relates that a lady with name of Amtur Rahman, daughter of Qazi Ziauddin Sahib, whom has mentioned to me, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he received the news of the demise of his son, Hazrat Zafazal Ahmad Sahib, who was the second of the two first sons, It was the time of Maghrib. And from that moment until the time of Isha, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam started walking here and there. And his face was like this, that there was a light radiating from his face. Mia Rahim Bakh Sahib also relates that one day it so happened that after the Zuhr prayer, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam went into the house from the mosque, and we offered our sunnah, and through the window Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he called Hazrat Khalifa Awwal Raziyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was writing a book. He wanted to inquire about a reference or something. So when I saw Hazur coming out from this window, he was not wearing a pagdi at that time, a turban. So he had long hair. The whole area of his face was full of light, full of blessing. And whenever I think of that beautiful face, then very strange feelings are there in my heart. And that scenario and that thing is right in front of me. And Hazrat Khalifa Awwal went inside, and then the door was locked from inside. Dr. Bisharat Ahmad Sahib, in his book Mujaddad-e-Azam, it is written that in 1906 that I went to Qadian on long leave, and one day Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam was not feeling well. There was a severe headache, but he came for the prayer, for the Zohar prayer, and when I saw him coming, that although because of the headache there was some signs of pain on his face, but on his forehead there was a radiant light, and it was dazzling to the eyes, and it was pleasing to heart. And I don't know until this day what was the cause of this. And this is I have a special moment which have left a lasting impression upon me. But the signs of innocence and piety, they were so much visible on his face that it was impossible that anybody would see that, and he's not affected by that. Even the Hindus, they used to agree to this one, and they believed in that. It is said that on the bank of the canal, there was a Hindu who was doing a business there in between Qadian and Patala, and he used to say that I see the face of everybody who comes this way, and there are many Pathan and very strong people. They said that we are going to finish away Mirza today. But when they came back, they are always praying and praising the Mirza. And this is the statement of a Hindu person. Then Dr. Bishara Sahib again, he relates that those signs of piety and those lights, heavenly lights, which were all the time visible in his face, no pen can describe that and no photo can show that. When he came out of the small door, he used to come into the mosque, then it appeared as if it was a whole light which is coming in. And in 1891 I saw him in a court in Sialkot. He came out of the house of Hakim Nizamuddin Sahib, and walking through the lane, he came to the house next opposite to that. But I felt as if a person fully lit up with light just passed by, and it was even difficult to describe that. I spontaneously, my heart said that this is the face, cannot be of a liar. It is certainly, he is certainly the truthful person. In winter, once I went to Qadian, it was evening, it was raining, very cold wind was blowing. In Masjid Mubarak, where the Maghrib prayer was used to be offered, it was becoming dark. Hazrat Aqdas Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came from inside, and there was a candle which was lit up, and it was showing up his face, and the light that I saw in his face at that time, that I can't forget, it was radiant like the sun, and that candle was as if without light in front of him.
Chaudhary Barkat Ali Khan Sahib گڑھ شنکری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں
حضرت چودھری برکت علی خان صاحب
ایک مہینے بعد
رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہی سیز دیٹ آفٹر دی ایکسیپٹنس آف بیعت آفٹر ون منتھ ڈاکٹر محمد اسماعیل صاحب ہی اسٹیٹڈ ٹو ہم دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو گو ٹو قادیان اینڈ ڈو دی بیعت ان پرسن بٹ آئی ہیو نیور گون آؤٹ آف گڑھ شنکر نیور آئی ہیو ٹریولڈ ان ٹرین I tell me the way to Qadian. So he explained that from here you go to Banga. There you go to the shop of Hakim Rahmatullah Sahib of Bagawale, and then the station Phagwada, and then you go to Batala, and you will reach there by 10 o'clock in the evening, and there is no place to stay. You stay at the railway station, and from Batala to Qadian there is a road leading to there, Qadian, and you can go there. And when I came out of Batala, then I saw a small mosque, so then I thought that I should be staying overnight there. Next day I will be going to Qadian. When I went into the mosque, there was, after a little while, a person came, and he asked me, "Who are you?" He said, "I am a traveler, I want to go to Qadian." He called me the name, and he said that these the Mirzais, they come and spoil our mosque and make it dirty, and we will have to wash it up in the morning. He said, "No, I am now going to stay here. I can't go out. How can you throw me out of the house of Allah?" And then he started abusing and went away. So he says that in the early part of the morning, I offered the prayer, and then I left for Qadian. When I reached Qadian Masjid Mubarak, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came into the mosque through a window, and when I looked at him, so then immediately I said that he is a light personified. He has a face of the righteous people, and he is the person regarding whom in Akhbar al-Hakam this kalimat tayyibat, the pious statements of the promised Messiah, I used to read, and I was in search of him. Hazrat Muhammad Siddiq Sahib of Ghugyat, he relates, it is in register of the narrations of the companions, and he said that Nabiullah, the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when I had the honor of meeting him by Maulvi Fakhruddin Sahib, former head clerk, through his courtesy I was able to have this, and he is presently in Darul Fazl Qadian in March 1903. So I, along with him, I went to Darul Aman. At that time I was only 10 years old. So we used to, there was a small horse-driven carriage Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was riding, and there used to be curtain on the side. So we used to lift the curtains and see to that, and we used to look at their face with great passions, although I was a born Ahmadi. But in Masjid Mubarak, along with three or four other people, I had the honor of putting the hand under the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and I did the bath. And after bath he led a silent prayer very long, and the feeling that I had, and the modesty at the time of the reciting of this wording, and the impressions at his heart, it is very difficult for any human being to depict that situation. Hazrat Fazal Ahmad Sahib Patwari relates, he relates that when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after the end of the certain case regarding Maulvi Karunuddin, when he came back to Qadian, then in the evening he came out, and there was slight delay in Maghrib prayer. When he arrived in the mosque, then it was a complete light in the mosque. And that light is still, as if I see, behold in my eyes, even at this time. Chaudhary Ali Muhammad Sahib Gondal, 99 Chak of district Sargodha, he mentions that when Sahib Zada Mirza Mubarak Ahmad Sahib, 7 days before his demise, Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam's youngest son, who died in infancy, 7 days before his death, Maulvi Ghulam Hussain Sahib and Maulvi Walid, father of Maulvi Muhammad Yar Saref Arif, and two other people, along with them, I don't remember their names, four of us, we went to Qadian. And before that, I had done my bath by post. Four of us went to his house. He came out when we requested, and there were two carts outside the house. He pointed out to us that you all sit on the big cot, and he sat on the smaller one. And as we were afraid of the peers, according to their experience, so we wanted to sit on the floor. But he insisted that you sit, all sit on the charpai, and there is no need of being afraid. So we had to sit on the cart, on the bed. And that shows that how magnanimous he was, because as I was the youngest among the four, so therefore I sat on the lower part of the bed. And Hazrat, who the father of Maulvi Muhammad Yar Sahib Arif, he was older than me, and he had a very long beard, a very shining one, just like the Maulvis have. And he was sitting in front of Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam. So I thought that Huzur would pay more attention to Maulvi Ghulam Hussain Sahib. But as opposed to my thinking, and he put his hand upon me, on my hand, and other people, they put their hands upon my hands, and we did the bath. And exactly at that time when he touched my hand, then I felt that from his hand there is something like a electric current which is coming into me. And at that time his grandeur was such that in this world I realized there is no one who is having that sort of grandeur and greatness. And we believed him to be a prophet. And at that time we also realized that he was not also careful about the elderly people, but also he was very kind and very compassionate towards the younger people. And regarding that, many people in our village, they disbelieved, but many were there. But despite being an illiterate person, Allah Almighty had mercy upon me, that I said that if all other people are going to leave Ahmadiyyat, I am not going to leave it at all. Hazrat Nizamuddin Sahib, postmaster of Nabipur, he relates that once I was very seriously ill and almost near death, in a state of unconsciousness. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam came, and the whole room was filled with light, and one cabinet which was filled of full of medicine, he opened up that, and from one bottle he pointed out with his thumb, and he said that Munshiji, you have some medicine from it. And immediately, by the grace of Allah, I recovered from my sickness. And then Sayyid Mir Inayat Ali Shah Sahib of Ludhiana, he relates that in our family, Deputy Amir Ali Sahib, there was a house of the leader of the community, and Deputy Sahib was told, and Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam was planning to go there, and for a stay, it was proposed that he should be staying there at his house of Deputy Sahib. So Deputy Sahib Marhum was asked that all the things like the sofas and the carpets, all these things could be taken away, because the poorer people will also be come, and so you may not have any complaint, because all sorts of people are going to come. But the person who was responsible, he said that in the Deputy Sahib said that our pillows and our sofas and everything will get the blessing from a pious man. So let it remain there. So when he came, there was a lot of excitement in the town, and a lot of people were assembled at the station, and some people were on the platform and some outside. Except Mira Abbas Ali Sahib, there was nobody who knew the face of Huzoor. I was standing at the main gate. Mir Sahib, he went inside, and I was standing alone along with the ticket collector. And when the train arrived, so he started searching in the train. Suddenly Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam alighted from the front of the train and came to the gate, and there were three people along with him. I didn't recognize any one of them, but I looked at the faces, the piety and the simplicity on his face, that led me to recognize that he is the promised Messiah. He would be the promised Messiah, and I shook hand with him and kissed his hand. There were three: Mauli Jan Muhammad Sahib, Walid of father of Baga, Hafiz Ahmed Ali Sahib, and Lala Malawawal. These were the three people accompanying the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam at that time. And Mia Firozuddin Sahib, son of Gulabuddin Sahib, is there. He says that when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam claimed to be the promised Messiah, then my grandfather, after a while, he did the bath at the hand of the promised Messiah, and he asked the whole family that I knew him from that age, from that time when he was a worker here. So you all do the bath at his hand. It is not the face of a liar. So in 1892, the whole family, all the family members, they did their bath. Then another narration is of Dr. Abdul Majid Khan Sahib, son of Qudratullah Khan Sahib, Muhajir Shah Jahanpuri. He says that it was summer at 1 o'clock during the day. He went outside the building, and I followed him to see that where he is going in this hot weather. So he went to arrived at close to a tree and near the ladies' jalsaga, and he realized that I am following him. He said, "You don't follow me." So he sat in the shade of a short, small tree, and he stood there. He sat there for a while, and I couldn't feel whether he was praying or he was doing something else. So that, and then I realized, as Huzoor asked me not to accompany him, so I came back and I mentioned to my late mother. And after that, the call for Zohar prayer was there, and Huzoor came back. And at that time, I saw that his face was quite radiant at that time. Certainly, he must have received some blessing from Allah Almighty, Huzoor says. Mauli Fazal Ilahi Sahib of Qadian, he also narrates that I remember one incident that after Maghrib prayer, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting on his sitting place, and the date of the moon was 14 or 15 when out of darkness it appeared from the east. Then I was looking at the face of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and I saw that there are rays of light are coming out his face and striking with the rays coming from the moon. Hazrat Khalifa Sani رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he says that in 1904, when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam went to Lahore, in one of the gathering there he addressed, there was a non-Ahmadi, Sheikh Rahmatullah Wakil was also present there, a non-Ahmadi, and during the speech I saw that from the head of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam there was a column of light coming out of his head and going up to the heaven, and there was another person sitting with me. I asked him, "See, what is this?" And he said, "This is a pillar, a column of light which is coming out of the head of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, and it has reached up to the heaven." And this spectacle was such that it impressed his heart so much that that very day he did the bath at the hand of the promised Messiah, Sheikh Rahmatullah Sahib. Hazrat Mia Ghulam Ahmad Sahib Arai of Phirochechi, Zila Gujarat, narrates that 1907 I did my bath, and regularly we used to go for to attend the Juma. Then Huzoor went to Lahore, and we came to know that Huzoor, as a result of diarrhea, he passed away, and the opponent said that now it is finished. And after that, the opponent said that his face has turned black. Nauzubillah min zalik. And I used to take my son along with him, myself, and tell them that this is the promised Messiah. These two sons, they used to cling to the feet of the promised Messiah. And the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu, they feel very happy. And when he passed away, the promised Messiah, then along with these children, I took them along, and I showed them the face of the promised Messiah. And they used to insist that they have to see the face. And now we used to cling to him. Now who is the one who are we are going to do the same thing with him now that he has passed? I showed them his face four times. And as we had heard, as we used to hear, that Andhra sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the complexion of the face was there, and his face was also very brilliant and very bright. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the real one, and he was the reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this thing which the opponents spread as if his face has turned black. So he said that we have seen his face, and we have heard about the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it used to be very bright. Similarly, we also saw the light in the face of the promised Messiah, because he was the reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet was the I could see his heart right in front of me, and there were so many brilliant suns radiating there, and the strong light is coming to us, and my heart is right in front of his heart, and there is the light in my heart is just like a small lamp. So these pious buzurg and holy people and saintly people, although they joined the community immediately, but in order to further strengthen their faith, Allah Almighty used to show them certain visions and dreams. There is Sathana Sahib of Hoshiarpur narrates that the truth of the promise, the Khalifatul Masih II, I mentioned that when the Ahrar were very strong, and the mysteries also alleged certain things against the promise. Reformer Hazrat Muslim Aud, Hazrat Khalifa Sani, at that time I started praying very fervently to Allah Almighty that you take care of the honor of my leader. He is the son of my the Messiah. And I prayed and I said Alhamdulillah, and I invoked Durood increasingly, and then I saw a man who came to me that from the eastern side there are mullahs who have gathered here, and they say that we are going to uproot the Ahmadis altogether, and and myself and Barkat Ali and one other person, I started going to those people. With three people, I went to these people. And when we went to a village called Pandori, then it was the time of the Asr prayer, and I led the prayer, and the others joined me. At that time, Khairat Khan and Ghulam Ghaus Ahmadi, they also came. Then I saw towards the heaven, and there are two moons. One is very radiant, the one is in square, that is attached to it, that is without any light, and there is no light in that. And suddenly it was light coming out in that one, and that also became lit up like the other moon. And then I prayed that both of them, they are now bright, similar to one another. And then it came, I was given the understanding that the first moon is Mirza Sahib, and the second sun, which has now lit up, that is Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani. And he was the Khalifa Sani was that promised son of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. About him in the prophecy of the Muslim Maud, there are so many signs mentioned, it known to Ahmadis very well. During his period of Khilafat, despite very unfavorable circumstances, the preaching of Islam and the spreading of the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great work was done. There were so many trials and difficulties were there, and now the things are also like that, but there were so many trials and difficult periods of opposition. This has been seen in the history of the Jamaat, that whenever any person who loses his mental balance, then in many cases they claim to be Muslim Aud. But the fact of the matter is that because of their imbalance, they can be excused. But those people who are inciting him and those who are joining in that campaign and they are supporting his claim, they are certainly the hypocrites. Those are the people, those who leave the Jamaat and they just support that person, just simply to create the disorder in the community and confusion. But so far as the question of being Muslim Aud, there are arguments are so obvious that only a foolish person would be such who would not believe in that. There is another narration, Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Raje ki رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he says that once I wrote to Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ that Hazrat after the bath of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the blessing of the promised Messiah, I have got a complete uplift in my mind. And if after with the blessing of Huzur, if I get the blessings, then there will be a complete cleansing of my heart as well. And then Allah Almighty will give me the light from Himself. And after that, Huzur, Hazrat Khalifa Sani, in the Masjid Mubarak in Qadian, in a Majlis Irfan, he gave this guidance that all the young people, they should say that 12 times subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, and 12 times they should offer the durood sharif, and this was given to Khudamul Ahmadiyya in special, and I started acting upon that immediately, and until today regularly I am following this practice, and with this practice I have got lot of benefit. And one of the great benefit that I received is that the purity of heart that I have acquired, and also my soul has been illuminated, and I have got a sort of a light in my whole body and whole soul. And as this sun and moon, their light is felt by and similarly my heart also feels the same sort of thing, just like an illuminated light, and sometime I feel that from head to toe I am covered in that light. And whenever I had the opportunity of offering the prayer behind Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, or to offer the prayer behind any companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and when the recitation is made loudly, then sometime I feel that each and every word of the Holy Quran, there is a light coming out of it, and they are coming to my heart directly. And a very strange, a unique type of experience is the one through which I go. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim is such a prayer about which it is mentioned in hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that kalimatane khafifatane alal lisane saqilatane fil mizane habibatane ilar rahmane subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. That these are the two statements which are very easy to pronounce, and but they are very weighty so far as their reward is concerned, and Allah Almighty, they are the one which attract the blessing of Allah, and they are very, Allah Almighty loves them very very much, and they are the one, subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah al-azim. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the revealed prayer which he has, subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah al-azim allahumma salli ala muhammadin wa ala muhammadin, that includes durood as well. So anyway, Huzur says that we always recite that, and this is in the prayers of the Jubilee, this durood was also there. That should not be discontinued, it should continue, and people should regularly say those prayers. Because Durood Sharif and this dua, which contains the glorification of Allah Almighty, for the purity of heart is very much essential, and to get the love of Allah Almighty, it is very essential and very important. And in this age, which is the a period of destruction, and when false attractions, we are very much in need of prayer, so that we can carry on the mission of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that can only be done when our hearts are fully illuminated with that light, and in that, then we will be able to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty. So therefore, durood and through worship, we must decorate our lives with these two things. And then and regarding those people who were illuminated from among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how other people are told about that, I am going to mention about that, but there are some unfortunate people that despite Allah tells them, they are unable to benefit from that. That Mulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Raje ki says that in my family, one of my cousin, he had some estate in Langa village, and once he asked me to write something, and in order to comply with that, I came along with him to the town Langa, and it was very summer, and I used to live in a small house in the backyard, and one day in the afternoon I was sleeping, I opened my eyes opened, and I saw that Ghulam Ahmad's aunt and was saying that we are very sad about this Ghulam Rasool, that in every house there is people talking ill of him, and he has brought a shame to the whole family. And just it was so incidentally, and Ghulam Ahmad was also listening in the next room, and when he woke up, he also listened to this foul talk, and he said, why are you talking like this? I have just seen that in the dream that there is so much light coming descending upon Ghulam Rasool, so much that which has covered him, and the one whom you consider to be bad, he may not be in this bad in the sight of Allah. And I came out of my room, and I started telling them about Ahmadiyyat, but they did not listen to it. But that person who was given all this information by God Almighty died, and he used to invite the people so that they can criticize Ahmadiyyat, and he opposed me, but Allah Almighty came for my help taun, the plague was there in my village, and those people, they were completely eliminated and they all died away. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam says that you remember, and this is our faith, that Allah, the light of Allah does not come to anyone unless that light comes upon him from heaven. This is a true effect, that the light comes from heaven unless and until Allah Almighty gives this light to the one who is seeking for that. His example is no more better than an insect, because that insect is in darkness and difficulties of the path, and when the light comes, and only in that time he gets all the light and the blessing, and then that person who gets the light of Allah Almighty, he very swiftly moves towards Allah Almighty, and the light of Allah comes from Allah Almighty, and that comes through the loving of those divine people. Allah Almighty bless us with that light, have mercy upon us and give us that light, and give us that light which is the true light of Allah Almighty, which is given as a result of one's love to the beloved of Allah Almighty. And the Imam of the age has got all the light by following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has showed us the right path. So instead of turning to these worldly engagements, so we should always be seeking this light from Allah Almighty, and we should be counted among those people who always pray that Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, that O our Allah, you kindly perfect this light for us and forgive us, make it complete and forgive us, and certainly you have got the power on everything that you like, Allah Almighty, in this life, and show us the benefits of this prayer, and also after the death this light should remain with us permanently. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ